Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Gavin joins me this afternoon from Lee Rowan's Garden World. Hi, Gavin, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. As I said, it's the morning. A bit hot and sweaty, but good. It's very sticky out there.
Yeah, well, they sort of got it wrong. It was only supposed to, the weather forecast was, you know, they were saying 26 degrees today, and I know that it was about 28, 29 before I even left this morning. So it was and the last time I looked out the back, it was about 30, 31, 32 degrees. So they missed that one.
Oh, no, I believe the humidity levels must be through the roof if here's anything to go by.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's one of those days. We do get them, though, don't we?
Oh, absolutely, especially coming up to this time of year.
We do get them. Okay. But air quality apparently is very good.
Well, that's something.
Humidity is, wait for it, are you ready? Humidity at the moment, and this is in the valley, humidity is... what is humidity? Does it tell me? No, that's chance of rain. It doesn't tell me humidity. No, it doesn't.
There are any storms around, I'd say.
Isn't that funny? It doesn't tell you humidity here on my weather app, but it does tell you on my weather app at home.
Yeah.
I've got one of those weather stations at home. The humidity at the moment is 64%.
Oh, I would have said a lot more than that.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's talk about what to do. Last week we spoke a little bit about it. This is part two, what to do in the garden leading up to Christmas.
Well, we certainly did. And by now, everybody should have their gardens well mulched. We should be using our products like our Penetrate and our Lawn Soaker if we do happen to get any of these storms that are floating around, to make the most of them and not let that precious water go down the drain. So we should have done that. We should have them looking nice and neat. Give everything a lovely trim, because everything at this time of year will want to grow. It's peak growing time. Now, if something isn't, make sure you give it a good feed to make sure that it does. Now, if it is growing madly, of course, there is a chance it may grow out of shape. So the one thing you would do 2 or 3 weeks to go till Christmas is to get everything into just a nice, neat shape. Not actually physically cut anything back, but just shape it. Just a light shape, just to keep everything nice and neat. Now, the one thing you may be missing in the next few weeks is a pop of colour. So I thought this week we can talk about those few things out there that are coming into flower now, that love the heat and love the humidity and love the sun, that will give you a pop of colour leading up to Christmas if you happen to have those bare patches in the garden that you just need that for. The one that comes to mind straight away is a fabulous plant that's out at the moment called a sun patient. Now, these are like impatiens, except they're for the hot, sunny spots, and they come in exceptionally bright colours. There's one in particular called Electric Orange, and it is the most amazing ball of orange that you could possibly want in your garden. Now, these things also come in red, white, pink, mauve, but the main one that's out everywhere at the moment is the bright orange, and it is an electric orange. So if you've got that spot in your garden, or maybe a pot that's not doing anything and you need to put something in it that's going to give you that blob of color for the whole Christmas, New Year, right through summer period, you can't go past those for color. So they are sun patients. That would be the first one. Now, if you need that little border plant, you've got an area of the garden that just needs to be, well, for the want of a better word, just lifted a little, given a bit of life, there is a fabulous little border plant called a little ruby. It's an alternanthera, hideously long word, but little ruby is the name of it. It's a little border plant that only gets to about a ruler height. You can grow them in a group. You could grow them in a window box, a lineup of them, and they will give you that real red ruby colour, and it's the foliage, not the flowers, so that you don't have to worry about mess. They don't drop anything. You don't have to worry about flowers coming on them. You're not relying on those for the colour. You're literally just relying on that rich ruby red foliage. So that's another good one. Another very tough one is the old salvias. Now, salvias are traditionally an annual. You buy red salvias to put in over Christmas. They last 3 or 4 months through the hottest months, and then they die out in autumn. Well, now they've got a whole range of what's known as perennial salvias. Now, perennials are like annuals, except whereas annuals will only last one season, perennials tend to last 3 or 4, and they come in the darkest of darkest purples. They come in lavenders, reds, pinks. There's a whole range of what's known as perennial salvias. Now, these are a cottage garden plant, so when they do flower and give you all that colour over summer, you gather them up at the end of summer and you give them all a haircut, and then they'll reflower again. So they will look good again and again and again throughout the next 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Kangaroo paws. Now, there's a whole range of these bush kangaroo paws, which are the dwarf ones. So for those people that love their natives and they want a pop of colour with their natives, use this kangaroo paw. It's the bush range. There's maybe, easily 20 different colours in the range, all different colours, and they're all coming out into flower now. They're a dwarf one. They only grow an average, maybe about 50 centimetres tall all up. Nice little thick bushy plants. For that native garden, they will look fabulous all summer.
Just can I jump in there and say, absolutely, with kangaroo paws, if you've got the normal kangaroo paws in your garden, What's the maintenance on those? Once they flower, you cut them right back? What do you do with those?
They certainly do. You cut them back and you tend to thin the foliage out. Again, like a lot of clumping plants, they will get a lot of leaves packed in down low, and if you get a few days of rain, they will start to go a little bit black, a little bit brown. And you do need to get down there into the ground level and try and thin some of that old foliage out to keep it fresh and to keep airflow. The most important thing with plants that are clumping plants close to the ground is to get that airflow into them, especially when you get into those humid months. So, yes, any of those clumping plants, get in there, get your hand in. It's nothing major. Bit of maintenance once every fortnight. Pull out all the old leaves, any leaves that'll come out with your hand quite easily, and get the airflow back into the base of them. And that generally keeps them quite happy. You don't really have to do anything else apart from trimming off the old flowers. And as I say with everything, the more old flowers you pull off, the more new you will get. Now, that applies to things like roses. That applies to things like lavender, daisies, all those things. As the flowers finish off, if you can give them a light trim and trim off all those flowers, you will get another lot through. The person that leaves all those old buds and old flowers on there is the person that their plants take the longest to reflower again. A plant will do as it's told to do. So if you take all the old flowers off, it knows that it has to replace them.
Can I ask you about the lavender? Jump in there too. You were saying about the lavender. Am I right in saying if you do not cut lavenders back after they have flowered, or you don't cut them back sufficiently, is this where you end up with, dead lavender, I suppose? It goes all woody on you.
Yes, correct. It gets very long, very leggy, and of course the whole centre of it starts to go brown. Now, half of that is because of where we live and the climate that we have here, because most big lavender farms tend to be away from the coast and away from the coastal weather, but it helps an awful lot if you can trim them back after every flowering period. Tends to be very similar, with most cottage, well, what I class as a generic, as cottage garden plants, daisies and these salvias and all these things that you class as a cottage garden will always, always benefit from a good trim off after they have this big, and they'll all do it, they'll have a big, massive amount of flowering, and then all the flowers tend to go brown, and nothing seems to happen for a little while afterwards. And that's the time that you want to trim off the top, get your hand in there, don't be afraid, get your hand in there, or a little banister brush, brush out all the dead foliage, clean it all up, allow airflow through, and then the plant knows to regrow again. Often when you do those things, you know, you do actually stimulate the plant stems to send out new leaves. It's amazing how much stimulation a plant can get just by giving it a bit of a rough up, or for the want of a better word, a bit of a clean out with maybe a little brush or something like that into the center of them. Clean out all that dead leaves, dead foliage, all that sort of thing. It will stimulate the plant to regrow. A couple of doses of our fabulous seaweed fertilizers, and then you're on your way all over again.
Fantastic.
So there's some fabulous colour that you can put in now for this hot weather coming up that will look really, really good. Even for the sake of, if you've done your lovely annual gardens of your petunias and marigolds and things like that for your summer display, if you have a few missing or you need to put an extra few in, you can, of course, buy these. They're called potted colour, and they're single little plants that somebody's gone to the trouble of getting a punnet months ago, separating them all out into individual plants, growing them till they flower, for those people that just want to pop something instant in about a week before, if you were having a party, a Mother's Day or whatever it might be, and you needed a bit of instant colour, you can put that in there, and that will give you that instant colour for the next 3 or 4 months. And it's like somebody's pre-grown it for you. All you've got to do is pop it up.
Now, you said 3 or 4 months. So if you go to the nursery, Lee Rowan's in particular, and you buy these coloured potted plants that you're referring to, and you go home and you put them in the garden, they will give you colour through summer, will they?
Oh, absolutely. If you did that today, for example, they should flower right through till at least Easter. So I would have thought definitely December, January, February, and probably into March, depending on what March is like, maybe even into April. So they will give you colour right over that, say for that 3 month period after you buy them. It's surprising how many people buy these things when they're selling their house. They come in about a week before the house goes for their open houses, and they'll come in and they'll buy all this instant potted colour, and it makes it look like they've been fabulous gardeners for years.
Can I ask you, these particular plants that you're talking about now, they're annuals, aren't they? They're not perennials.
No, these are classed as annuals. That's right. Exactly right. These are for the people that would have normally, 2 or 3 months beforehand, bought punnets of these flowers and grown them and nurtured them and watered them and fed them. It's just an easier way of doing it. Or, as I said, for the person that has done that, and they may have had a dog trample the garden, or somebody's kid's bike's gone through the centre of it and wiped out a half a dozen of them, you can always replace them at the last minute. Now, these things are all of, usually you buy 3 for $10 or something like that, so they're not overly expensive, but they're good where you want to put something in and just get an instant effect from that for the next 2 or 3 months afterwards.
Fantastic. All right, that's some great information. Time for the plug.
Yeah, so where I am at the moment, at 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, so it's the bottom end of Hillsborough Road, right down the Warners Bay end, and also on the coast at 72 Pacific Highway at Arimba, where we have a fabulous restaurant down there for those people that want to go for a drive, have a cuppa, have a bit of a drink, or have a salad.
And Gavin is there Sunday, Monday, if you've got any questions that you can put to him. How about a weather update? You ready? You were talking about the sticky, sticky, sticky. Inland, you know, as the crow flies, 40 k's inland, the humidity is about 50, 60%. On the coast at the moment, it's about 82%.
Yeah, that's probably what I would have thought.
Yeah.
Here at Warners Bay, it definitely is. You can definitely tell when you've walked into an air-conditioned room, I can tell you.
And when you look at the radar, there's some showers, some heavy showers too, coming through, hitting, you know, Cessnock, Singleton, around about now.
Wow, well, that's great, because I looked this morning and they were all south of Sydney.
No, they're on their way. They're on their way. And I've got colours like lots of green, but I've also got colours like yellow and red. Now, that just means very heavy rain.
Now, the problem with that is, as I've said before, make the most of it. Don't let it run straight into the gutter. So get those mulches on, get those products on that hold the water there and won't let it run off, and you'll make the most of that. That's the only thing when it comes over really heavy. It all washes away and you lose the bulk of it.
Isn't that the truth? All right, mate, good to talk to you as always. Thank you so much, and we will catch up with you again next week. Same time, same place, as they say.
Yes. All right, I look forward to it.
See you, Gavin. Bye-bye, mate.
Bye-bye.
There you go, Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.